It's the 24th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Liberal Democrats are accusing the Conservative administration of putting the finances of Bedford Borough Council at risk. The Tories, under Mayor Tom Whitton, came to the council inheriting almost £57 million in reserves when they took over from the Lib Dems last year. Those funds are now projected to lose £30 million by March 2025. Graham Coons, the Conservative group leader, defended the spending policy by saying that Bedford Borough's Conservative councillors believe it's right to invest in council services and improve them and not to let them fall into rack and ruin like the Liberal Democrats did. The Local Government Association disagrees with that view, believing reserves should act as a rainy day fund and should not be used to plug ongoing budget gaps. Later today, a finalised contract is due to be signed between Network Rail and Bedford Borough Council to construct a new train station in Wixoms. The two-platform design could be altered to four platforms if Universal Destinations and Experiences move forward with their plans to build a theme park and resort in the area. Greenwich Leisure Limited, the new leisure facilities management company for Bedford Borough since February, is receiving a thumbs up by customers who use their services. The response was the opposite in previous years under former management company Fusion Lifestyle. GLL partnership manager Gillian Kelly said, "We are still on a journey here and we are planning to bring forward lots more improvements." Reve Walcott-Nolan, a former student at Bedford Girls' School, will participate in the 1500-metre track and field event at the Paris Olympics, opening a few days from now. Miss Walcott-Nolan first took part in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.